Siman Shin Chav Aleph Dinei Terlesh B'Shabbos B'Dinei Teichen B'Dinei Tikkunei Michael Ma'abed V'Losh B'Yud HaSifim. So this Siman is going to cover a lot of different topics. So the first Sif deals with various different types of food items, the types of grasses, which I'm not, you know, they come up in Mishnah more a few times, and I still don't know what they are. Chavile peya or pia ezov bekoronis. Ezov, we know, is hyssop. Koronis is pirish min ezov, is a type of a grass, which all of them are types of grass, really. They can be used as animal fodder. They can be used for the purpose of fuel in a fire. So the person, when he gathered them in, his intent was to use them as for firewood, for fuel. Amy, stop, come ahead. You're not allowed to use them on Shabbos because they become muksa. If you, however, when you brought them in, your intent was to use them for animal food, which is not muksa because you're allowed to feed your animal with it on Shabbos. So it's not muksa. And they're actually even a little bit edible by people, Mr. Brewer points out. So a person would want to snap off a piece of it and eat it, so you're allowed to do that. But you cannot do it with a kli, right, because that's derech chol. But it has kernels, which have, has like a pod. We had this idea of the pod before with the peas inside. And to break it open, so you ought to do it, if you do it with the top of your finger, that's enough of a shina that chazal were matzer to do it for immediate achila. Aleph, pirish min esav, tzorach lemer min esavim him. They're all types of these types of grain which grow on grasses. Barim lasaka, barim lamechal behem. They could be used for fuel, for firewood, and also they're fit to be animal fodder. It depends what his intent is.
Can we define an English word? What is fodder? Is that food?
Food.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. So leitzim liyash, his plan is to dry them out and then use them to burn with. V'chnitzim stam, if a person brought it in with no thought process, nasikim mishchnitzim l'machal behemo. We deal with it as if he brought it in to be used for food, and it's not muksa.
What's mean in mistapik?
Mistapik is to use it. Sipuk, question of sipuk, you get filled with your needs are taken care of.
What can you use something?
So if you wanted to designate it for wood, you can't use it for anything else. You could cut off a piece and eat it because it is also fit for human food. You can't do it like you do in the weekdays. When you break open the pods to eat the seeds inside, again, you can't use the full hand, which is the weekday fashion of how you would do it, which is also the day. Okay. So that's topic number one of this siman. Topic number two, the next few sifim are going to deal with the issue of salting items. Now, we'll see two explanations what the issue is, or actually some will be overlap with what the issues are. Salting, one of the lamat has malachas is malach of ma'abed. Ma'abed is to preserve something by tanning it, taking leather and tanning it. The process of tanning is that you remove the oils which would cause it to rot because it hardens it and it dries it out. So salting something is, the more actually mentions the idea of salting something is part of the malacha of ma'abed. The process of ibud was salting does the same thing. It dries something out, it pulls out the liquid. So there are cases which Chazal answered because it's like the malacha of ibud. The Rambam also says that salting has the power to make things from inedible to edible, it's also like the law of cooking. So we're going to see two different issues along the way for the next few sifim. So number one, sif beis. And oisin mei melach harbe biyachad loses the secha kvoshim. You can't make a large amount of salt water to put into preserves, things that you're planning to a brine. You can't make a brine, which you plan to use to preserve items. But even though you haven't done anything, you just want to make the salt water. Well, there's nothing wrong with the salt water, but it looks like you're in the ibud process. Now, even preserving items, you know, taking cucumbers and making them into pickles with a brine is not really full-fledged ibud, but it's diamond to ibud, and they answered it. You can make a little bit of salt water to put into, use as a dip, to put into food, and that's okay. But if it's a small amount, because that looks like you're using it for food purposes, not for a large amount, which you'd be using for preservation purposes. But in Nosan Lasoichoi, Shneishli says it Malach, if it's 2/3 salt and 1/3 water, Osas Lasas Mimenu, Afilo Ma'at. But if it's very, very strong, so that again, the Chazal asked it because it looks like you're doing Yibud, because why would you make it so strong? If you're just using it for food purposes, why would you make it so strong? So if a person didn't make their salt water before Leil Seder, so you'd have this problem over here. You can make a small amount of salt water the Seder night, but you can't make it too strong.
What's considered a small amount?
The amount a person usually used for a dip or something like that. In other words, basically what you would make one night's worth. You're not going to make a...
And what about sometimes you want to make sometimes you make like salad or something like that with salt, but it's mixed in with other
what we're going to see. Okay. That's where we're going. Okay. Ches. Mei melach. It's not only the water, it could be if you mix the water, salt with vinegar or wine, etc., be the same thing. Hakvashim, it looks like you're planning to use it to make kvashim. Kvashim are vegetables which you preserve them in order they should last. Or since it's the purpose of it is to make this thing preserve it, it's like the process of tanning, which the salt over there maintains the item. This is not a deraisa diga issue because the deraisa it doesn't apply to foods.
Rabbi, is that like, let's say you wanted to make there's some dishes like chicken dishes which require you to soak it in like a brine type thing, and then you rub it in like breadcrumbs or whatever it is, and then you bake it, and what it does is it infuses the flavor into the chicken itself. The brining process infuses the flavor into the chicken, and then that creates another flavor for the chicken after you bread it and then you cook it. So would that be usher on Shabbos or Yom Tov to make that kind of chicken, or you have to do that brining process ahead of time?
It's possible it would be usher. I'd have to hear more about how it works, but let's go through through the next few sifim, and then you'll tell me the answer.
Fine, sounds good.
Okay. Your goal over here was to use it to make your preserves. He says a kula that if that wasn't your intent, you want to make a lot of it, but your plan was to put a little bit in each different foods. Your goal wasn't making a large amount for brine, to make a brine for brine preserving purposes. Feel a harpe as much as the Shabbos Shabbos is, that's much. Aval Yerabba Eser, Chemash B'miri, Shekosat the Rak, B'ma'at, Hitiruch, only Chazal only permitted a ma'at, which is also the Gemara, by the way. There, it's obvious that you're doing it just for immediate use. But with a large amount, Chazal said people will perceive it as you're doing it for the tzarech ibud or the tzarech kvisha, which is us.
The Harbe is referring to the quantity
of the liquid, the salt water. So we said you can't do it because Mishum Damar LeIbud. Do it. If you add oil, Gam Ken Aser, still Aser. That's a Rambam. He says in the bottom of it here. Now, Zok to Mishum depends. Vim Nosin Nosin Shemel LeHamayim Kodesh Mishum Nosin Melech LeZeich. If you put the salt, the oil in first, or Ben Melech. You put the oil in the water and then you add the salt. Or b'hamelech kodem sh'nosin l'mayim l'zecher, you put the oil into the salt and then you add the water. Yesh v'kilim b'zeh. Some permit it. Shum sh'ashem en machlis ishkoich ha'melech m'ilius az v'en olob shem mei melech. It breaks the power of the salt. Oil breaks the power of the salt and therefore will not have the status of mei melech. Now, I just quoted to you with the Rambam. It says you can't add oil. Oil doesn't make a mutter. V'hod also im who knows in shemen lebesoyv. The case where you adding oil at the end doesn't help is mishum the b'shosh who knows in the ma'ayim melech yachad who near k'ma'abit. Because since first you mix the salt with the water and then you add the oil, but it's too late. The chazal asher mixing the salt with the water. If you put the oil in first, then it's how the poskim paskim. Put the oil in first, either into the water or into the salt. There's no problem of mixing the water with it also.
Saying, but even still, if Rebbe, let's say you put the oil into the dish, and then you put this water salt mixture, that would still be lechora an issue. It's only if the oil goes either into the water first or into the salt first,
correct,
and then you create
correct
something out of it with
correct
water.
So. Yes.
Okay.
You want to make a little bit to put into the towels or put into the food. So that was like you would actually pour it into the food, or litva behem, or you want to use it your olive or using it as a dip. Pita, his bread. Or if you want to make a little bit to pour onto your roasted pieces of chicken or fish. And this is Benim Boys of the Tzarech Sadezu or the Tzarech Acheres, or also Las of the Tzarech Chel. Whether you want to use it for this meal or for the next meal, as long as it's on Shabbos. So you'll have to make a small amount for the purpose of adding it to food or adding it, or using it as a dip. But if it's too strong, feeling ma'at, even a little bit of zazen, they should nirka oisim murius lichbash per dogim. That's like making a brine, which you use to brine the fish. Again, lasses murius, that's how they make murius. Kosali rabba b'shem marash, shemutu lehoisiv chaymetz per murius achash kvar nis yabasha. If you made this brine, and it's starting to dry out, you want to add in some more vinegar into it. Chazal did not answer that. It's not like you're sort of like making it again. So it's the new wisser of making it. Chazal didn't answer that because that's already it's ready there.
You're saying if you already had it before Yontif or Shabbos, and then you wanted to, you're saying it dried out because of whatever the content of salt.
A lot of salt over there, so, right? So you want to
so
add
you can more? Add more. You just can't
add more liquid, right? Now some poskim say it's only mutter, but it's still somewhat moist. It was totally dried out. Nisyabsha doesn't mean nisyabsha totally.
Right.
It means it's, there's still some liquid there.
Why? Because if it wasn't, there'd be a problem of blood.
That's like you're starting over again.
Oh.
Murius is some sort of food?
Murius is like a brine.
For fish.
It's like a fish brine. Okay. Gimel.
Also, the reason why it would be also for chol is because that's considered preparing on Shabbos? If you made more enough or whatever that you were going to not use it on
it's
Shabbos?
A hakana problem, yeah.
What?
It's a hakana problem.
A hakana problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Therefore, the person said, Moshe, if you plan to use it on Shabbos, you don't have to be mitzam, same to the minimal amount.
Okay.
Gimel. Also, linoya chatichos snoin, radishes. So you want to take pieces of radish, you want to salt them, arba chamish b'yachad, four or five together. When you want to take your radishes and you want to preserve them, you would you want to take a group, put them out, and pour salt in it. That was the way they used to do it. So that you can't do. But kavish also mishum mineshu kimavashal. The Rambam, this is the Rambam talking. Rambam says that goes under the malacha of mavashal. Rashi says in the Mishabur quotes that the problem is because of ma'abed. But maybe there's both problems. And we'll see in Mishabura what's us and what's mutter. You can dip one at a time into salt and eat it. But eggs you're allowed to salt. Put some eggs down there and add salt to the eggs.
Lefi the Rambam, what's my nafkamina if it's arba chamesh?
It's a great question. Let's see, Mishabru. Yud Gimel, Tznoin, radishes. Who didn't call Dover Shetzarkul Nicha? Anything which is normal to salt. Kagoyin, Bitzolim, onions, Rishumin, garlic, Ugurkas are cucumbers, Chayin, raw cucumbers. The head of Kosa Ramam Tznoin, Mikiyotzibai, the Ramam actually has the language Tznoin, Mikiyotzibai, Mikomokam near the Dover Shein Darka Lichba Shashori. If someone to Derek wasn't to do this to, you weren't, you know, doing Kvisha too, because Chazal didn't answer it, because it's not really, you're not really doing anything.
You're saying if something that wasn't normal, it would be mutter.
Be mutter, right. So, Moshe, they asked Rishon Zalman, about tomatoes. Now, tomatoes, when they're whole, sometimes they, you know, you pickle tomatoes. There we go, that's called being kibosh. But sliced tomatoes, nobody pickles sliced tomatoes. I mean, I don't think, you know, it's not a very standard thing. Have you ever seen pickled sliced tomatoes? No. I mean, you pickle a tomato, you can slice it, but I think the ones they use anyway for pickling are usually small. It's a certain type of tomato.
They're unripe tomatoes. Usually what you find are green tomatoes, which are unripe tomatoes, smaller. So
he held that, since that wasn't derech, it wasn't derech to do it even in that form, even though you would do it in a different form, that's also was mutter. Because the way you're doing it right now was b'chal not under the umbrella of kvisha, because nobody does kvisha with it.
So according to that, Rebbe, then you could slice the tomato on Shabbos and just pour salt on top of it and eat it if you wanted to.
Correct.
What is that?
Well, everybody holds you can put some salt on it. The question is, how many can you do with a shot? That's we'll see.
Okay.
When you would preserve them, you wouldn't do one slice at a time. That's not how you would process these items. When you do them together, take even if you plan to eat all of them, you're not planning to leave it in the salt. Even though you're not planning to really let the salt do its thing, which is like the salt pulls out the liquid, it takes out, you know, it actually change the flavor, make it sweeter sometimes, etc., take out the bitterness which is there, which they used to do. You have no intent to do that, so you're not really planning to preserve it at all. But since you're doing a group, and that wasn't there to do, that's how you would preserve them, so Chazal asked it. Now, if you're actually going to leave it there in the salt, to the point where it starts to, you know, pull out the liquid. Even if it's one piece of radish, that's asur because that's mamash kevish kvashim. This is not near a kevish kvashim. This is you're letting the salt do its thing, which is pulling out the liquid and starting. You're changing it through salt. Ken helatas. That's how the tas comes out. That's asur. The Kiddush over here is I'm not really doing that. I'm planning to eat them before that, but since you're doing it as a group, it looks like you're being Kavish Kavash. Okay. Actually salt it and let it sit like that, it's awesome. We don't do that. You can't put salt on them. Just not to get involved in this issue. What you can do is dip it in and eat it. Okay, so that's the preferred way of doing it is dipping it, because that wasn't the way they used to preserve it. You dip one and you dip it and you eat. So the Mishabura Minig, again, the standard minig which was existed and. Now the problem is it sounds like the time of the Mishabura. Actually, it was earlier than the Mishabura, but there was a minig which they used to do, and the Mishabura is in front of me. Why in the world it's mutter? Minogel shechotlin b'Shabbos snoin dak. They chop up the radishes small. They put it on a plate. Then they salt it. V'shayvchen olav chaimitz, and they pour on vinegar. V'yachlin osay, and they eat it.
That's interesting. Doesn't that go against what we just said though?
Now.
And
doctrine. This is a case where it's many pieces, which is also even if you eat it right away. mean, hetel derech tibo kalachas b'chnei atzma. It's only about to do one dip one at a time. So what in the world are we doing? Menira. Zog to the... Mishabur is actually quoting a Taz over here. So the minigain over here, which is it's not the minig of the Mishabur, it's the minig already at the time of the Taz. They were doing this. They do not let it start to salt's property is to pull out the liquid. So that's called being mazia, causing it to sweat, literally. It's causing it to start pulling out the liquid. They don't wait. They pour the vinegar right away. Other types of liquids. It's not because they like ibud. So the reason why they're a makel, so that this is what you're adding, the vinegar, etc., breaks the kach of the salt. Shemen take it, if they pour oil there right away, that's for sure going to be mutter. Shemen machlish kach melech, the oil clearly breaks the power of the salt. So now, he didn't say that was the minig, and that was the explanation of the minig, but the pshut of Shul Shulchan Aruch is that you're not supposed to do that. You know, they were creating like a certain case where they held, we explain why people were mekel, etc. The preferred in halacha is not to do that. In other words, you shouldn't be putting salt in a large amount, relying on the fact that you're going to be adding oil or vinegar immediately afterwards.
I mean, in that case, Rabbi, if someone did put salt on, let's say in the place where this was their minhag, assumably it was mutter to do such,
right?
You would put, let's say your intentions were to immediately put vinegar in or shemen afterwards.
Right.
But let's say, I don't know, something took you away or whatever it is. I mean, you're still, then you would be over, no? I mean, if you salted it, even though your intentions were to put on, but let's say the mice that you did it.
If it came a little, if it sat there until the point it was mazia, it should be a problem. Right.
So, I mean, just for that purpose alone, wouldn't there be a getter to say that there would be usher? So
he's not saying you should do it. He's saying this was the minute that people were doing it, and we have a limud zchus to explain what their thought process was. But he wasn't necessarily encouraging it.
Okay. So follow up on the question. So if someone was in that situation, does the food then become usher the olam, or does it, what happens in those situations?
I'm not sure what the law over here in the Bidiyavid is. My assumption would be, since it's also Mirabonah to do it, if it sits there to the point where it's Maliach, he said it's also to do it, Pashas would be also Bidiyavid, since it's being over Mirabonah also.
Bidiyavid is just on Shabbos or always?
No. Well, it depends. The prisoner didn't know it was Osir, so it's not worse than a Shagig.
Right.
Okay.
Of course, just on Shabbos.
Now, Venera, no. Because Hashem was Osin Yorik Shikar and Salat, and they take a lettuce. Amochan or Yorik with the Yatsa, they salt it. Tchila, Umashan Oysoi Kach, they let it sit. Umasan and Hamayim Shiyotsim Imeno, then they take the liquid which comes out, because lettuce is has high water content, and salt will pull out a lot of the water. They take the water which comes out. They mix it with olive oil, and vinegar. So it has the flavor of the lettuce, together with the shemen, zayis, and they mix it other things. It was a iser gomer, but dami tvei liibud, kimushum mamten ashi kabbal melech. Hey, but it waits to the point where mamash, it's really, the salt is really pulling out liquid, so that's definitely us. People are doing it, but it's no hetzer for that. So he said, you do four or five at one time, it looks like Kavish Kavashim. Zayatam, and that, which is also because it's like Mavash. Zayatam, Humei Ramba. Rashi knows in Tam. Rashi says the reason why it's a problem is because Shayidei HaMelech Miskashim, salt hardens it, it takes out the liquid and it makes it harder. Havikatikun Medam Alamabi, which is part of the process of Ibud, to take out the liquid. So you accomplish something and then they mail it, it's a problem. Okay, so it is a little bit strange that the Shulchan Aruch switched. I mean, set it out with because Damal Ibud, which he started out with, the issue was Ibud process, and now he's saying the problem is Bishul. The Rambam doesn't, you know, the Rambam is consistent throughout. Rashi is consistent throughout. Rashi learns both our Ibud problems, and Rambam learns both our Bishul problems, Nirik and Bishul.
Rashi, if he says Ma'abed?
Yeah. Mirabon, it's not the Raisa. So. And Ibud Ba'uchlin, so it can't be the Raisa.
Right now I'm saying Tika, I thought it was less than Tika.
Because of Artaz, Mitama Shulchanarch, Yesh Lumar, the Osir, Lishbech Yain, Kubi Rashi himself says Lashon Tika, because before everybody learned that since Rashi means Ma'abit. I think he does say it hardens it, but that's clearly the Malach of Ibud. Tama Shulchanarch, Yesh Lumar, the Osir, Lishbech Yain, Mashar Mashkim, Lakish Yesh Bechaimitz, Kadeshagam, Ze Yia Chaimitz. I want to add wine or some other type of liquid to a container of vinegar, and I want to change the wine into vinegar. Well, that's what's going to happen. It's going to absorb the flavor of vinegar. It's going to become vinegar. So basically, I'm increasing the volume of vinegar, which is there with this wine. So the Tas says, the Daimon Lekavish Kvashim. It's like you're making this preserve. It should be changed into vinegar. So now we're introducing over here that making vinegar, making something into vinegar, which is also used in the preserving process. We use vinegar in the brines, etc. So making something into vinegar is also, and vinegar is something which I guess lasts. Wine maybe goes sour, but vinegar is sour and lasts. So I'm basically turning it into something which lasts, as opposed to wine, which has a limited shelf life. So that's also. We had iron cost of the also mishum the Mexico to the chol. The mice looks like a weekday process, and iron shum. That's why it's also. Now we mice is get a hachlish kecha chaimitz belvad. Pasuk the shor the kol yamim. Your goal isn't to turn the wine into vinegar. Your goal is to weaken the vinegar. The vinegar shouldn't be. Just have high percentage of vinegar there. But then ugr has chai in the sechah kvushim. She's chamas kamken and pasuk also the kol yamim. Taking raw cucumbers and sticking it into the brine, your pickle brine, it's definitely going to be yasser. Even though the vehicle which you use it for is vinegar, it sounds like. That's the vehicle which you use it for, and even if you don't use salt, you're using vinegar to do the same thing. It would have the same issur of Kevish Kvash. Which I find that interesting, because in the case before he was matur, because as soon as you add the salt, you're going to pour vinegar on top. Well, vinegar is like, you know, a strange thing to put. You tell me you're pouring oil on top. Understand me? You tell me vinegar, betzim, can function as the kovish agent, just like salt can. So you're adding salt, it looks like you're doing kovish. So what's the sad problem? Is, so I add some more kovish agents, now it's mutter. Like, since the mice of the derech wasn't to use that vinegar to make the salad into something which is kovush, it wasn't like you're using it in a brine where the goal is to make it to something kovush. So apparently they held that was also considered mutter, the fact that you're breaking the power of the salt, which is much more immediate than the power of the vinegar.
So in this situation here, we're actually sort of submerging the item, and
right
before was it just a pouring, but it also could fall into submerging.
Well, the case over here, he's actually putting it there with intent that he wants to leave it there. Mm-hmm. Over there, the goal is I'm planning to eat the salad. So my goal isn't kibush. Over here, my goal was this case over here. The goal was kibush.
I guess my question was that do you actually have to submerge it, or just having the item present on top of let's say a radish, does that also cause the same effect? I'm guessing. You know,
you're saying Isser or Heter? Which way?
Is it the Isser that submerging it in the vinegar, or just having vinegar contact that item is going to do the Isser?
I imagine the problem is submerging it. Because that's only probably the way that the vehicle, that vinegar, could have that type of impact on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As opposed to salt, apparently doesn't have to do that. So he said it looks like cooking, the Rambam said, it's like Bishul. It's not fire. So now, just in regards to Matthew's question, so if the problem is it looks like mavashal, so what's the difference between whether it's one or whether it's many? It looks like mavashal. mean, the issue is Malich is Kereseach. If you would salt something to the for a minimal amount of time before it has any impact, it's not really cooking it. So that was your goal. Your goal was to add some salt and eat it right away, so it doesn't look like you're doing a process of cooking. It's like, theoretically, we had before, if you had put something near the fire, we're not for the fact we were geyser that you might leave it there for too long, but putting it there for the fire that should warm up and not come hot really should be mutter. You're not doing bishul. You have no intent for bishul, not doing bishul. We said it's also because you might end up leaving it there too long. But over here, dealing with the abundance, so they said, you know, that wasn't your goal, so that's going to be mutter. If it's a large amount, it looks like you're planning to preserve it, and that's us. You let it dip it, oichle, eat it right away. Take it right away. Take it. Mamash al shah muetas shiziyuk sasvula herbit. Even if it sits a little bit, where it starts, I mean, apparently the salt process starts to fat together pretty quickly. You put salt on it, just and you let it sit there with salt, it's going to start pulling out liquid pretty quickly. He says, so. It's not like a half a heter, like a heter, like, well, you have the whole meal's worth, you know, like you had before by burr, etc. It means you do it right before you do it right before you plan to serve the salad or eat the salad. You put the salt in there, you put it stone in, and either you eat it or you put it down, but you eat it within a very short period of time. You don't preserve eggs. The salt doesn't really dry them out that much. You add salt onto the egg, it's only limited the minimum amount of liquid that it can pull out. I mean, you're talking about a cooked egg over here.
I've seen preserved hard-boiled eggs.
Okay.
I'm assuming that means that because it's not something that's normal.
Yeah, it's not normal, yeah. And nowadays we've seen a lot of strange things also, but then. Okay. Dalit. You can dip many pieces of radish. You do them one at a shot. You can't do a lot at one shot. You can't salt them together because that looks like you're planning to preserve them. That's what you used to do. We would salt a group together. We said you're allowed to dip them one and one and eat them. I said, we just said, Mr. Burley, you don't have to eat them immediately. Immediately, you can let it sit for a little bit. So while I'm letting it sit, can I dip another one? And what about another one after that? So this sheet that says, since you're doing each one independently, as long as you're going to eat them up fairly shortly thereafter, even though you're doing the amount you're doing is five or six, which was also before, would be mutter. Shabura adds, achaz achaz levada, your test, it doesn't look like you're preserving anything, because you do them separately. You put them together in front of him. You put them there, you want to have them ready to eat. But you can't have them touch. Because then it really goes into the issue of like you're doing a group together. It looks like you're doing a group together. And that looks like Kavish Kavashim. I end up with this whole pile of celeries that I dipped in my salt water for the purpose of giving out for karpas. So, well, I'm a fishing guy, so I take all the celeries and I dip them, and I have this celery pile sitting over here, all with their salt liquid on them, ready to give out to everybody.
So it's really this issue: if you space them out nice and neatly, but if you just lump them together, that's
you get back to the issur, right? Okay.
What the issur is that it's. It's like a
marasayan,
or that.
Well, whenever they say it's nira,
yeah.
The problem is not marasayan. The problem is people perceive it as such, and people will draw wrong conclusions and start doing wrong.
And they think that they'll be able to do it because of that.
Well, they end up doing worse.
Right. They'll do.
But even if you put, let's say you have a jar of this stuff, and you're. The general way of doing ibud is you have a whole bunch of, let's say, radishes, and you put them all together in one jar. That's going to look like ibud. But if you put one radish in at a time, even though it adds up to be five or six radishes in this thing.
Well, you put it into the jar. If you put it in the jar which has the brine in it, that's not going to be mutter. The case over here was you want to sit on the chazal asher just salting it on a plate. That's also part of the ibur process. So if you're going to have them together as a pile, that was looks like an ibur process. You have a one, it looks like you're just planning to eat it, which is what you're planning to do. I mean, that was the case. You're planning to eat them. You can eat them one after the other. You can't leave them sitting there for too long. Even for that meal, from the beginning of the meal to the end, because meanwhile they will weep a lot. They'll take out a lot of the liquid. She said to him, but that's mamash like ibut. They're there for a little bit of time. They actually even sweat a little bit. Some liquid comes out. That's not significant. So what do we, the Shulchan Aruch says, not the Mishnah Berurah, okay, bottom line, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You can't do this. You can't, you know, do 5, 6, 7, 8 in a shot. You do one at a time. Getting back to your dip the carpets in the salt water. I said, I want to prepare them beforehand, so I said, no problem. It's just, you know, while everybody's watching during the urchats, you know, I take all of my celery sticks and I dip them in. Pasha, that's mutter. In other words, this case over here was actually salting it. With just plain, you know, salt, that was much more detriment to the ibur process than putting it in some salt water.
Wait, so you could dip them all at one time? Or that you dip them all together after that?
Dip them, I think it means you could dip them one after the other and put it on the plate.
What is
Lahash Hos? To wait. Shehi is waiting.
Okay, thanks.
Maybe so it would even be mutter to congregate them back together on the same plate even after you did this one by one?
According to this sheet, that the Mechaber said, Mishabur said, we don't do like that.
I mean, you can't put it back together on the same plate.
You should, like, well, you can't, yeah, because you should eat it. You should do it one by one as you're eating it.
As you're eating
it. Right? In other words, the case of the Mishnah Kosev is you do dip them, pile it up, and then eat them. And you say, no, don't, you dip them and eat them. Don't pile them up. Hey, also the Noch Bosom of Wushel, you can't take salt, cooked meat and salt it. Abayim of Wushel are cooked eggs and salt it. Hanicha to let it sit. Now, well, that sounds strange. You told me before that in the Sif Gimel, Beim Mutar L'Molchan. You're allowed to salt eggs. So, Manish, what we said in Sif Gimel, it's what we're saying over here in Sif Hei. Chofal, also, Limech, the material in the Elbe Beim L'Molchan, we said by an egg, you're allowed to salt it. Hanu L'Sarach, Oysa Se'uza. That's the repentance you use for that meal. But the case over here was Lahanicha, to let it sit. You want to use it later on Shabbos. Darmali ibur kavisha. That's like ibur, and that's us. They doubt someone going to run its house. I feel the lechel, but even if you plan to use it somewhere on Shabbos, if your das is to use it sometime on that day, there's a time lapse, you can't do that. I'm going to have to hold it here because it's a long piece.